Good evening with an election 2014 update. I'm News Director Walt Lindela. Results from today's election are showing a good night for incumbents in Michigan's major races, including governor, attorney general, and secretary of state. Projections say incumbent Governor Rick Snyder has defeated Democratic challenger Mark Schauer. Attorney General Bill Schuette will retain his seat as attorney general, and Secretary of State Ruth Johnson will win her race. Democratic U.S. Representative Gary Peters will become the new junior U.S. senator from Michigan after defeating Republican former Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land. In the races for the 1st Congressional U.S. House District, incumbent Dan Benishek is headed to a win over challenger Jerry Cannon. In the 38th District of the State Senate, incumbent Tom Casperson will hold off challenger Christopher Germain. In the 37th State Senate District, which covers Mackinac and Chippewa counties and a portion of northern Lower Michigan, Republican Wayne Schmidt is leading over Democrat Phil Belfie. In the 108th, 109th, and 110th districts of the State House, all incumbents are currently leading and are expected to hold those majorities as numbers continue to be tabulated. In the 107th district in the Eastern UP, Republican Lee Chatfield is leading over Democrat Jim Page. There are some final results for local races that we are tracking. In the Marquette County Commission races, John DePietro is the winner in the 1st district. Joseph DeRosha has won in the 2nd. In the 4th district, Jerry Corkin is the winner. In District 5, Bill Nordine has won, and Karen Allholm has won in the 6th district. A countywide millage proposal to fund the creation of a veterans advocate position for Marquette County has passed. And in Marquette Township, millage proposals for road repairs and resurfacing and the library have been approved by voters. In Delta County, Steve Parks has won a close race for 94th District Judge over John Economopoulos. We will have complete election results for you tomorrow morning right here on this Great Lakes radio station and also on our station websites. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelof.